At the end of the Marvel movie Avengers Infinity War, there were a lot of unanswered questions. Now, the question, where was Ant-Man? That was maybe not the most urgent question, but our critic Bob Mondello says the answer to that question does figure in the new movie Ant-Man and the Wasp, sort of.
Did we know that Ant-Man was under house arrest?
Can I just wait inside? Because I'm not supposed to be out here.
For the last 2 years, apparently. I'm not going to pretend I remember the original Ant-Man movie all that well. What I do remember is that it was pretty funny and that Paul Rudd's Scott Lang made a nice kind of unassuming change from the broad-shouldered superheroes elsewhere.
I seem to mess it up almost every time.
Super confidence, not his strong suit, but give him a good enough reason and he'll shrink to the occasion. What gets him going this time is multiple bad guys, gals, and a mission to head for the quantum realm, which is subatomic, and, well, there's a lot of plot, virtually unspoilable because it makes so little sense, so why don't we let Ant-Man's pal Luis handle it?
You opened up the quantum realm. That's when his crazy creepy ghost who, like, walks through walls and stuff, stole your tech. And now she wants to take over the world or whatever.
That's pretty much it, which means the first half hour is really slow as they're laying everything out, and digressing, which when this movie isn't shrinking things to ant size, is pretty much what it does.
Help yourself.
Hey, what's up with the fancy pastry? We gotta keep the food budget down.
Well, what are we supposed to have for breakfast?
The oatmeal packets.
Oatmeal packets?
It's insult.
Why is it an insult?
Because it tastes like sin.
Put some cinnamon, put a little honey,
you,
whatever.
Guys, no, guys, you don't. Guys, you don't. Guys, come on, man. We got bigger fish to fry.
Is that my desk?
Yeah.
Why do I have such a small desk?
Well, because you weren't there when we were choosing desks.
There are also fights and chases involving micro cars, macro Pez dispensers, and since Ant-Man, unlike the Wasp, is wingless and has to call in flying ants when he wants a ride, hungry seagulls.
Oh, sorry. Hey, not cool. Come on, man. One time, please. Yes! I'm gonna call you Antonio Banderas.
Alas, another seagull.
No. Antonio!
Paul Rudd's amusing, especially when he gets to channel his inner Michelle Pfeiffer, and Evangeline Lilly's exasperated wasp is easily his equal.
You go low, I'll go high.
I have wings. Why would I go low?
The others are mostly smarter than the jokes they're asked to sell. Director Peyton Reed and his army of screenwriters haven't made Ant-Man and the Wasp a terribly clever movie, but it's clever enough to keep you from reaching for bug spray, and in the summer, Marvel has apparently decided that's all that's required. I'm Bob Mondello.